141, my response, station 3, EMS response, airplane crash, Queenstown Bridge, Wallops Island. Station 1, fire response needed, airplane crash, Queenstown Bridge, 1933, operations 115, OPSHA 20.
Fairbank 3-1's responding.
3-1 responding, 1934, operations 115.
Fairbank 3-2, also en route.
Fairbank 3-2, en route, 1934.
G3 dispatch, go ahead, North Coast Guard, these are in order.
Notified, they are in the water.
Copy.
You're
10-4. 10-4. Spontaneous airplane crash, Queenstown Bridge, Wallops Island, 1935.
391,
go ahead.
And let them know initially it'll be a search and rescue mission.
Copy, 1935. Coast Guard has been notified. VRST has been notified.
Thank you.
1935,
Coast Guard, 1.
Mail 3, you were broken or unreadable.
3-4 is responding with 4.
Responding with 4, 1936. It's going to be a search and rescue mission. Coast Guard has been notified as well via MRC. Latin Long is in the Freedom Note. Station 4, fire response needed. Airplane crash. Queenstown Bridge, 37400 Chincoteague Road, Wallops Island, 1937.
Engine
46 with 6, 1937. 391,
23. 25-3. Head for dispatch. This is Wallops, engine 25-3. Is this a confirmed crash, or are you just dispatching this as a search and rescue?
The confirmed crash.
Copy. We have units en route.
Copy, 25-3 en route, 1938.
6-4, I just spoke to 14. He's getting ready. He's going to mark on momentarily as well. 10-4.
391, dispatch.
391, go ahead.
This is going to be G3. I'm going to be going ahead and establishing Unified Command at Queenstown Boat Ramp.
Copy, G3 in command, establishing command, 1939.
Responding with 4.
Responding with 4, 1941.
Dispatch, can you go ahead and get supply from command of the Coast Guard to go ahead and respond here to Queenstown, please?
1941.
Engine 36 on location.
36 on location, 1941.
Show me on those calls, check and take.
You can go ahead and stage right there, just on.
shop.
Command G4, have you seen anything coming from the mainland?
Negative. We're coming up on the visitor center.
25-3, command. Good.
Trooper 4 is available to assist, attempt to locate.
That is affirmative. Can you also get, when you got a 911 phone call, did you actually have somebody have a visual of the plane going down?
Negative. We had the original call transferred from Worcester, one of the crew members on board. We spoke with the crew member on board, and all he could say was 10 miles north of Shinji, which would be in Worcester's district. However, they transferred it to us.
Okay.
With there being the transfer, we were unable to get the plot of where he was pinging at. Worcester was able to give us a lat and long of where the call was received from.
Okay. Yeah, see if you can get your point area at that. And also contact Coast Guard, see if they can get a helo up as well.
10-4, Coast Guard, Hampton Road sector has been notified.
Okay.
Hey, so 4746 on location. We're going to be staging here at Copper Creek with 2510.
Okay.
4746 on scene, 1945.
3823. Go ahead.
I'm going to leave that out in the boat now. Where do you want us to put over?
We've got one of our aircraft that's actually looking for them now. This might be north of Queenstown. We're not sure of a direct location or a correct location at the time.
Okay, we're going to start heading towards the town dock now.
From the town dock.
Assistant Chief Tucker is going to wait for my boat to get here, and it will be on board also.
Relocate command to the town dock at this time because that's the only place we're going to be able to come in anyway.
1 to Chief 1.
Brush 4, Chief 1.
Go.
You want us to return or?
T3 to all station 1. You can go ahead and return.
Rescue 1 copies. Rescue 1 returning.
Returning 1954.
Dispatch, T3.
To command channel 15.
Go ahead.
Command, we've contacted Maryland Syscom for a helicopter. Also just spoke with Coast Guard. They have a helo en route from Elizabeth City as well as a small boat. Be advised, they have spoken to the pilot from the plane. There are 2 individuals out of the plane on top of it. Both have broken legs. You have 1 additional pilot still inside the plane. They believe he is still strapped in. Do not have a status on his condition.
What was the total amount of souls on board?
Total souls on board was 3.
Chief, let's have 2 medevacs and make the landing zone. It's supposed to be out for 10. Let's make sure we have 2 medevacs available. And there is some kind of aircraft above the crash site. We're coming through Lewis Creek now, and they're just north of the island circling the crash site. Sounds like we have 3 patients. Let's make sure we have 2 medevacs available.
Okay. Dispatch, did you copy 391?
10-4, I copy 391. Where do you want that LZ?
That's up to the chief. We have an Air Force close by.
Block. 4, block traffic. Once that vehicle gets through, please. Pull across the road.
392, sir.
Go ahead.
We got 2 people in gear that can go down here to the dock and ride with Arthur for extra hands.
Stand by.
T3, give me a call on the cell phone. I can't reach on the radio. 380, 390. We're going to have another boat in the water here at the town dock in the next 5 minutes.
I've also got one over here at the Queenstown boat ramp right now. We're trying to put some more personnel on it. Town Dock, boat, did you copy that they are north, maybe in the area of Buzzard Tump to the state line? 2 souls on top, 1 still potentially strapped in.
Back to command, channel 15. I've touched base with Wallop to inquire if we'll be able to land LZs at Wallop flight facility. They're going to call me back and let me know.
Chief 1 to rescue engine 1.
Dispatch to channel 15, command. Command, we do have clearance to land helos at Wild Flight Facility.
Western Chief 251 to Accomack, fire 3.
Go ahead for Accomack.
Once we're T251 to Accomack, be advised, we're going to set our command closed up at George Island Landing Boat Ramp. Boat 2 will be on the water momentarily from Taylor Landing. We're going to have 1 medic unit here at George Island Landing. So if we need to advise your crews that they can bring the patients up here, if it's faster for them to bring the patients to the boat ramp at George and have one of your people coordinate on channel 3 if you don't mind.
Copy. I'll touch base with command on their operational attack channel, let them know your status, and report back with any updates.
Okay, thank you.
392, sir.
391, dispatch.
391, go ahead.
Something up that way. See a light.
We are in.
Chesapeake Bay at the head of the island. What was your ping location on the phone?
The location that I'm seeing is going to be north of Wildcat Point. Looks like directly north off the point. I do have a latitude and longitude if you have that capability.
Okay, let's hold off on the Latin long. There's an aircraft circling north of the island, just north of Wildcat Lane. Can you reach them on, try to reach them on the VFS 16, please? T3, if you can try to reach the aircraft circling north of Phoenix Island in the area of Red Eye, it's going to be in the area of Red Eye on VFS channel 16, please.
Dispatch to command.
Command, go ahead.
I've got Trooper 4 on the line. They're indicating that they will be en route. Are you going to need them for a hoist or just for a med flight so they know what, how to rig the unit up?
It might be both, so I'll go ahead and rig for a hoist.
Eyes for both.
All right.
You advise a 50-minute ETA. 10-4, I'll notify them.
What's your command 251 to Acomac Climb Rig?
Station 13, EMS response. Public service, Peter Cartwright Manor, Willis Wharf Road, Exmoor. Station 13, EMS response, public service. Lift assist, Peter Cartwright Manor, apartment 40, 4061 Willis Wharf Road, Exmoor, 2005 WPSJ 218.
At 2006. Also, command, I've still got Trooper 4 on the line. Have we been able to get a more definite location?
It's probably going to be about a mile, probably north of Shingatig. I'm not sure if they got a visual. 391 was trying to contact me a while ago, and I haven't been able to get back to them.
10-4.
Yeah, have y'all got a visual yet?
T3,
40. T4, you can go ahead and return all your units. We're going to go ahead and we've got lots of us, and then we're going to go ahead and stage all our EMS units at the town dock as well. And then that way we can clear the causeway back up.
Copy.
Station 13, EMS Public Service, Peter Cartwright Manor, 4061 Willis Wharf Road, Exmoor, apartment 40, 2007 WPSJ 218.
Mac 3.
Good, show all station 4 units returning. We'll be returning channel 3.
Copy all station 4 units returning, returning channel 3, 2007.
3391.
WPC to T3. Good. Has your boat got a visual on them yet?
That's a negative so far.
Does the E2 circling overhead have a visual?
Yes, they do. I got two people from the squadron here with me right now. They're standing right over top of them.
Okay, I'm sure you're probably there. They're going to be on the marine line, maybe just barely south of them.
Okay.
13-2 responding, 2009, 13-2, it's going to be 4061 Willis Wharf Road, Peter Carr, Manor Apartments, apartment number 40, responding for EMS Public Service.
And
dispatch to command.
Go ahead.
Trooper 4 is en route. Approximate 17-minute ETA, rigged also for hoisting. they are indicating to not launch the drone. They don't want, they want to clear airspace so they don't take any risk of another aircraft going down. And also indicated that the Coast Guard helicopter that's en route will be the second medic unit.
Okay, that's perfect. The drone's going to be responding to me here at the town dock, so we'll keep them right here.
10-4, like I said, they're just launching now with a 17 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Dispatcher, command.
Station, channel 3.
Area. The aircraft, there's another aircraft that's with the plane that went down. He is circling above, and he located the aircraft on the ground, ready to order.
Action for 4, 2010.
13-2 on scene, 2011.
391.
Go ahead, 391.
What you got location right now?
Somebody calling command.
Dispatch command.
Go ahead.
Trooper 4 is just called back, update ETA 9 minutes.
Okay, copy. Advise them to go to the north end of the island. Obviously, they might be able to make contact with the aircraft that's flying above. And if they can do that, then they'll be able to put them right on them.
10-4, I believe they've been notified of the aircraft in the air already. And I did update them north of the island. So they're putting their plot at the Maryland-Virginia line.
Okay, that's perfect.
Man, where's the plot? Or dispatch, where's the plot?
My service.
Copy 2-1, going down the boat dock 2013.
Channel 15 is operating channel, correct?
That is correct, operations are on 15.
2-1 is okay, thank you.
Not in the water, on a boat, or in the air, looking. She's all radio traffic. The only people communicating with command will be the people in the air or in the water. Do you understand?
Copy. 391. Only communications from individuals in the water searching or in the air searching should be utilizing channel 15 for contact with command.
We need a separate channel for staging a response. That's not on that channel. Otherwise, radio silent, please.
Copy. All other units utilize channel 11. Channel 11 for alternate ops for staging.
Have 2-3 contact.
His light when he's directly over top of the aircraft, over top of the aircraft that is down. So, give me about another minute. I'll let everybody know when this happens.
3-9-1-2-3.
Hold on, I'll check. G3 to all units. Be advised that the aircraft, when he flies directly over top, he's going to be flashing his light to let everybody know where he's at. Is everybody ready to write down, or you can go ahead and put the waypoint in? We've got the waypoint with the GPS numbers right now. Okay, waypoint, hold on. The waypoint is 375944 over 075. 1-8-8-8.
the waypoint he was over when he saw the crash site, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Dispatch to Chief 3.
Good.
The waypoint you gave, is that a more definite flat and long to get to Trooper 4?
That is affirmative. That is the location we have from the military.
Okay, 10-4. I'm going to try to reach Trooper 4 on channel 11.
Rush run will be spawning par 4 to George Island Landing, Stockton, Maryland, to the Stockton.
Rush one responding to the dock, 2022.
I'm with you as well.
Negative. Come to station 1, please.
Trooper 4, channel 11.
Called us and told us to respond with the brush truck. It would be at his discretion.
10-4 is being advised. We do have the Swiftwater Rescue Tech on board.
Brush one rescue at the station if you'd still like to respond. It's at his discretion. Rescue from back station.
Back in station, 2024.
Patty, what is the extent of your injury? We'll be seeing about 1 minute. 391, have you got a location?
We have both individuals on board. Both have leg injuries, unable to assess at this point. We're gonna bring them.
Go ahead.
They are contacting two patients. We have a visual. We'll be there in 2 seconds. We have a report of 3 people.
We are bringing them to the Queen Sound dock. There is still one individual on the plane that is unaccounted for and has been underwater for a long period of time.
391 dispatch. I have the command to the crash site. I've got a large aircraft in the water, and we're going to take them to.
Copy, take station to Queenstown Lane Dock, 26.
G3 to 391, we've got all AMS here at the town dock.
We have 4 to G3, my captain's advising to go to Leonard Lane. It's easier and quicker. And if we can get EMS to stage Leonard Lane.
This out.
Okay, I'll hold everybody here until you're ready.
That's the command.
Go ahead.
I've got Trooper 4 online. What's your pleasure with them at this time?
We're getting ready. As soon as we get an update from the crash site, we'll go ahead and update them.
Okay, 10-4. So you want them to continue to the crash site or divert to Wallace?
Just stand by at the crash site for this at this time until command of the crash site advises me what's going on.
10-4.
You're solid for a minute, so if the crash site can communicate with you, please.
Deputy G2 to G3.
Go ahead. Okay, I have 2 rescues from the all the doctors down first. They left out of Greenback approximately 10 minutes ago. They should be on site for 10 to 15 minutes. We also have Ocean City's dive team en route to George Island Landing.
Hold all radio traffic and have 2 AVs to follow.
23 to dispatch. Go ahead and deter all aviation to Wallace.
Copy. 2029.
To Wallops Airport for med flight. Requesting all air support to go to Wallops. They'll be transporting the patients there. That's 10-4. Rescue crews were able to access the two of the three victims and got them both on small boats and will be ground transporting to Wallops.
Department of the airplane. There is no soul in either the pilot's compartments or in a visible passenger compartment. If he is here, they are in the water. Have you performed doing an aerial search, and we're going to access the fuselage of the plane. Have a dive team en route.
We have two radios on this boat, and we will
have each one on a different radio.
Okay, copy. G3 dispatch. I'm sorry, we're going to have to go ahead and reset Trooper 4 so that no way they can go ahead and scan the area around the aircraft and see if they can find anybody.
Confirm you want Trooper 4 to go scan the crash site area.
That is affirmative.
Copy 2031.
Dispatch command.
Go ahead.
Command on scene, they're requesting you go to the crash site and scan the area to see if you see anybody.
Yeah.
Copy, 2032.
Have not located anything but the individuals that were in the boat that were rescued.
Okay.
391.
Acomac UC Trooper 4. Also to update you for the Wallops frequency, their dispatch is advising 126.5, 126.5 for their frequency. That is correct.
391-23. Go ahead, 391.
There are two parts of the plane. There's a reel, the rear tail, and the fuselage. Stand by, I'll give you a tail number.
Okay.
We have access to the pilot compartment of the plane. No visible fire control in either pilot seat or what we can see from the boat in the fuselage or the passenger compartment.
Okay.
Clear, we have one soul in.
Repeat that last.
We have one soul missing, and we have a number on the back of the fuel slot with the red dot.
We've already got that. What we can do is we've already got one. We got Rockcom co-respondent. They're going to be coming out with their boat, George Allen, with the dive team, and we're working with the RMC right now to get one established from them.
Okay. Call Ocean City. Tell me the dive team with their boat and your side team sonar. They'll be here.
Unit 33 back at station.
33 back
in station. Deputy T2 to 391.
Go to 391.
We need a strip of Ocean City to dive team in route. We need to know if it's going to be closer for them to put out of George Island landing and stopping, or closer for them to put out of Greenback Bay.
Stand by.
3391.
Well, probably Greenback Bay will be closer.
advised the third patient, the third subject, should be in the rear of the plane towards the tail.
Diving command. Bagnell Harbor.
G3 to 391, did you copy? That subject should be in the rear of the plane towards the tail.
That's correct, G3, you copy. Trooper 4, go ahead.
We've arrived at George Island Landing.
Copy, Rush 1 on scene, George Island Landing, 2037. Dispatch to command, Trooper 4 is advising they still don't see anything. Would you like us to go ahead and divert over to Wallace?
Yeah,
we
can go ahead and keep scanning. Maybe use lights as well. Light area.
Copy. Dispatch to Trooper 4. If you could light the area up. 23.
3 Worcester County, 351, 6 Man 4, Trooper 4. If you're on this channel, can you put your light on the boat, please, or on the aircraft?
Unit calling on channel 3. Trooper 4 is going to be on channel 11. Channel 11 for cause of Trooper 4.
Trooper 4 is on what channel?
Channel 11, 1-1.
Trooper 4, Worcester County Unit. We have the aircraft illuminated. However, there's another military asset with a rescue swimmer that is moving in. So we are going to stand off. 391,
G3.
Go ahead, 391.
Trooper 4, Accomack County. We are going to head to Wallops Island. Do you have an area for landing yet?
They're advising their LZ was set up. Again, their frequency is going to be 126.5. Accomack, USC, Trooper 4.
Accomack County, go ahead.
I just spoke with the Wallace Fire Department. They're going to be trying to get in contact with Wallace Tower. They should be getting in contact with you. The LZ is going to be right there in the airfield.
Thank you. We're in contact with Wallace Tower. Thank you.
We're received 2046.
391 G3. We're going to go ahead and send Trip 4 to Wallace. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey, tell that helicopter to drop the swimmer down. If he goes on the inside of the fuselage, he won't be over his head. You know, it'll be an accident for both of them. Nerve busting. And if you want another depth of the water, isn't very much.
Okay, I believe that's a military asset. We just got to find out what line of traffic they're on right now, what communications are in.
WT2-391.
Command, go ahead.
391.
Command, go ahead.
Okay, for command, this is WT2 at the George Island Landing boat ramp in Stockton. We have Marine 2 almost on scene. They have two rescue swimmers on board. We also have the dive boat out of Ocean City. Again, they're probably still 20, 25 minutes out.
Yeah, copy it.
This is G3 to G3.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Alex. Command, this is the G3. Go ahead.
Be advised, I will be the check-in point for all vessels on scene. We have two vessels
currently searching the water. What is still missing? One is searching north to south, the other searching east to west.
And with myself, to get on scene.
391 advised me when the that they got the swimmer overboard. I believe the Coast Guard will be the one that has them. This is Chief Braden, command. Also be advised, Marine operation will be on channel 17. That's VHF channel 17. Too much radio traffic otherwise. Okay, you still can communicate with me on this channel.
10-4, I will still relay from here. Just trying to separate a little bit.
Copy. 23391.
Yeah.
391. You're unreadable.
I'm a dispatch.
Command to dispatch. Can you give me the top of the call, please?
Command, time of dispatch, 1931. Repeating, 1931, time of dispatch.
Thank you, 1931.
Okay, how long has that been? I'm sorry.
Copy. We'll lay the information and transport in about 5 minutes, 2102. Dispatch to Trooper 4.
3-1 dispatch, show us a route to the landing zone. We're going to go through gate 6 while it's on.
Copy. 3-1 en route to landing zone using gate 6, 2102.
3-2 dispatch.
3-2, go ahead.
We're going to be transporting ground at Tahoe.
Copy. 3-2 transporting, 2102.
10-18. Roadway M, room 104. Car is advising that mail in that room has been locked out and threatened to kick the door in if you can't get his belongings.
Hey.
Ready?
ACMAC here, City Trooper 4, Channel 11. Station 20. Respond to ambulance, subject fallen, Sand Street, Tempersville.
Go ahead.
Station 20, respond to ambulance, subject fallen, 11220 Sand Street, Tempersville, 2104, through PSA 218.
Go ahead, 391.
Arthur Leonard, Bonnie Malone are going to be en route. Contact you by picking up the diocese from the closest point possible, which they're considering to be Leonard Lane. That's up to you to coordinate that. And we're going to remain on the seat.
Okay, were you, did you have any luck with the swimmers?
Coast Guard swimmer deployed. He went as far as he was allowed to go inside the fuselage. No sign of a recovery effort. Now, this is going to be no signs of a rescue effort were possible. This is going to be a recovery. They're still overhead. We're still not confirmed that the last soul on board is in the fuselage or surrounding waters. And that's going to be up to you guys to communicate in our. Look at it around the water. The fuselage and the rear tail is separated by about 50 or 60 yards.
Dispatch to ambulance 3-1.
Yeah, dispatch.
Just verifying, you are going to the LZ at Wallace, correct? They are standing by at gate 6 with fire department and security. Dispatch 3-2.
Good.
Verifying your location that you're transporting to.
We're going to be transporting to Tunnel Hill.
10-4, transporting Tunnel Hill, 2107.
To the 2 on scene.
202 on the scene, 2112.
Gate 6, 2112. 3-1, follow 26-2. Got it.
3-1
at the landing zone.
3-1 at landing zone, 2114.
Station 13, EMS response, diabetic emergency. Hospital Avenue, Nassauwatticks. Emergency, 9468 Hospital Avenue, Nassauwatticks, the Citadel, 2116 WPSJ
218.
36 returning.
Turn at 2117.
Station 13, EMS response.
In the boat, cease all radio traffic.
391, can you repeat that traffic? Dispatch to 391, could you repeat your last traffic?
Brush files back in.
7's clear.
EMS 7 clear, 2153.
9-1 responded.
9-1 responded, 2154. And you're responding to 25422 Drummondtown Road. In Accomack, Cross Streets, Darty Road, Cusses Neck Road. For unconscious, unresponsive patient.
Copy. Sprint 2 is responding.
Sprint 2 responding, 2154. Riverside, 2157.
Second quarter, 2200
hours. Sprint 291 on scene.
Sprint 291 on scene, 2205.
31 dispatch. 31's back in service.
31 back in service, 2206.
Sprint 2 and 1 is okay on the Jason.